Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
All right, sometimes it just gets handed to you on a platter. I talk about that a lot on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense and the Monster Broadcast. Welcome to the program. Here in these Daily Defense studios, sometimes it's handed to you. Sometimes you never know what you're going to get. Your mom always said it's like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get. And that happens a lot as I research throughout the day. And I have a lot of fun doing it, don't get me wrong. A lot of it's agitating and it's irritating. And you read some of the stuff you got to look at and triage. And oh, I'll talk about this. Maybe move this over here. Maybe. And then throughout the day, you push one over. One falls off the cliff and the other one's there. And you line them all up and you go, okay, here, 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 and here. And then by the end of the day, you see something just like that that takes all your work all day and pushes it all off to the side. And that happened today. And I want to cover this with you right out of the box. I want your opinion. And then I'm going to go to my guest, David Kodry, and I can promise you we'll get David's opinion because that's what he's so good at. And that's why he's here. And that's why he's participated on this program, the Daily Defense and the MonsterCast, for nearly a decade. And he is, of course, his insight and wisdom is part of the longevity of the show. So we'll go there in a second. Let me set this up for you. CBS 46, local in Atlanta, Georgia. Boy, yeah, you know my disdain for the mainstream press, and I consider mainstream press pretty at this stage of the game, you know. ABC, NBC, CBS, the alphabet soup of the media, you know, as I mentioned. And that includes Fox News. It includes MSNBC. As far as I'm concerned, it's all mainstream at this stage of the game. And if you've been listening to this program at all, you understand my disdain for the press over all these years. I've had it. I'm done with them. I'm so fed up. I'm so sick and tired of what we have to read from people who, in many cases, it's intentional. In many cases, it's not intentional. It's just a built-in bias that even they don't see, and I'm going to prove that to you right now. CBS 46, Atlanta. Now, this show emanates from Atlanta, or thereabouts, across the country. There's a piece that was out on the 15th yesterday on CBS 46. Feds, guns bought on dark web posing security threat in 2018. Now, what this reporter, chief investigative reporter Jonathan Carlson, is referring to is the report that we covered a couple days back with, well, myself on this show and then again with AWR Hawkins from Breitbart News, my regular political analyst weekly on the Monster Show, who wrote about it, is the fact that you have a group of, and this is what the story is, vehemently anti-gun Congress folks. They hate your guns. Commissioned a study, spent your taxpayer dollars over the GAO, and use the ATF to study using sting tactics by going into legitimate legal online forums where legitimate legal activity is occurring and attempting to make illegal purchases from those law-abiding citizens by proclaiming themselves to want to buy a gun, but disclosing the fact that the agents disclose the fact that, well, you know, I can't buy my gun anywhere else. And in one, this is the crux of the story. Nothing else can be taken from this. Nothing else can be taken from this. The entire story here is the fact that all 72 attempts over a 2.5-year period failed 100% on the quote-unquote surface web. That's the web that you know, that I know. In all cases, 100% failed in their sting attempts to make or force, or not force, but to twist law-abiding people into selling a gun to a prohibited buyer. Why? Because law-abiding citizens are just that. They're law-abiding citizens, period. Try as they might. And this is another main facet of the story. The liberal Democrat gun grabbers and gun haters, the Democrats who commissioned this study, did it to do one thing, push their anti-gun, pro-gun control agenda by linking law-abiding Americans via this study, who they were 100% certain would sell a gun online illegally, because that's been one of their, you know, one of their storylines. That's their narrative they've been pushing for years. They were certain that they were going to be able to do that, and they failed. When contacted by Fox News reporters and others for comment on their glaring failure to get what they wanted out of the study, which was to prove that law-abiding people aren't, that people that own guns are bad, They had no comment. Of course they didn't have any comment. Now, they're not going to get any pushback from the alphabet soup mainstream press, the liberal progressive media, ABC, NBC, CBS, and the rest. They're not. And they didn't. And the story pretty much died unless people like us talk about it. So we do. That's the takeaway from the story. Now, in that story, the ATF was able to purchase two firearms off the quote-unquote dark web. Now, what do you know about the dark web? Nothing, because you're a law-abiding citizen. The dark web is a criminal enterprise. It's where criminals congregate. That's why they call it the dark web. It is a petri dish of criminal activity. It's where you can go to buy drugs, stolen identities from Target, Home Depot, and everywhere else that wind up on the internet. That's where it goes. You need special software to get there. Most Americans have no idea how to get there because most Americans are law-abiding people, don't even know what it is. But the ATF, without disclosing, was able to get away with two purchases. Of course they were. That's where criminal activity occurs. But it was two over a 2.5-year period. That's not the story. Unless you're a reporter that wants to make it the story by ignoring the real story. And the real story is that good, decent, hardworking, law-abiding Americans are not gun owners, are not criminals. But that doesn't fit the mainstream media narrative that they've been pushing for years. That gun bad, you bad, gun owner, you bad. And they failed miserably in their attempt to do so. CBS 46 had this to say about what I just told you. A covert operation by the federal government finds buying illegal firearms on the dark web is easier than first thought. They bought two guns over a 2.5-year period on the dark web, which is where criminals go to buy things. That's the street corner you go to buy drugs or sell drugs if you're a gangbanger. That's the dark web. That's what I want you to think of it as. Of course they can buy a gun. They probably could have bought a lot more, because that's where stolen guns are sold that most people don't know anything about, unless they're criminals. The new report in the wake of a series of mass shootings comes on the heels of a CBS 46 probe showcasing the problem in Atlanta. With legitimate gun sellers unwilling to sell to prohibited buyers, those seeking automatic weapons are going dark, the government audit found. Two were purchased by the ATF. Two were purchased by ATF. It details a frightening ATF agent sting. The feds were able to purchase an AR-5 and a fully automatic Uzi anonymously on the dark web. No background check required. Good heavens. The dark web, requiring special software, is an often hidden black market for everything from guns to sex and drugs. And it's a new challenge for law enforcement to track the bad guys who are purchasing these weapons with the intent of not getting caught and their intentions unknown. Just last year, CBS 46 uncovered an Atlanta-based gun smuggling scheme that took place on the dark web, the indicted criminals sending guns to countries with much stricter gun laws. The feds, in their recent investigation, found those buying weapons illegally and online usually pick up the goods in person, avoiding licensed sellers, meaning authorities have no idea just how many folks have taken advantage of the, here we go, here's the word, loophole. For crying out loud, everything is a loophole. All crime is a loophole. This is criminal activity the reporter is describing, and somehow, yet again, it's a loophole. The gun show loophole, which is non-existent, by the way. This reporter probably doesn't know that. Probably bought into the bullet point mantra from the Bloomberg campaign and the rest of the Pied Pipers, sucking off the tailpipe of Bloomberg's wallet, reading the talking points. The boyfriend loophole, you know, this dopey thing. They make up a loophole for everything. So far, the feds have not stated a solution to solving this problem. So until then, the threat continues. Is that the real story? Criminals acting like criminals, conducting criminal activity behind the curtain of a criminal enterprise? That's like saying drug dealers be drug dealing on drug dealing corners and you're shocked about it. Here's the deal. Arrest the drug dealers. Lock them up, put them in jail, get them off the streets. Prosecute these people that are breaking the law. The real story here is the fact
that the vehemently anti-gun Democrats who wanted to use this to push an agenda to make you look like a criminal failed. That's what the stated goal of this survey or study or whatever they want to call it actually was. That's what they wanted to do, and they did it with taxpayer funds, and they failed, miserably. God forbid that anyone in the mainstream media latch on to the real crux of the story, which is that good law-abiding people are not criminals. I wrote this man an email today, and he responded right before I went to the airwaves. We're going to go over it with David Kodrea right after this when we get back.
Attention, gun lovers. Remember the USCCA gun giveaway I told you about earlier? Well, if you want in, you have to hurry. The USCCA wants to give you 5 free chances to win the gun of your dreams. That's 5 free chances. Entry is easy, it's quick, it's painless, and it's free, but it's almost over. Just go to armedandresponsible.com to lock in your entries. This is your last chance. If you win, you'll get $1,000 to buy the brand new gun of your dream. And remember, it's not just one gun, you'll get 5 chances to win. Not only is the USCCA on a mission to make sure every responsible gun owner is educated, trained, and insured, they just love giving away guns. But you're running out of time. Don't miss your last shot at getting the gun you've always wanted. You won't hear this again, and your 5 chances to win end Friday. Hurry over to armedandresponsible.com to get your free entries. That's armedandresponsible.com. Armedandresponsible.com to get your free entries. Don't miss out on this incredible opportunity from the USCCA. That's armedandresponsible.com.
If you had to use your firearm to protect your loved ones, would you know what to expect in the aftermath? Imagine being thrown into a cop car in front of your family. Could you have said something differently? I've had these fears, and the USCCA has alleviated them with the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. A free guide covering 6 big mistakes that could land you behind bars. For this free guide, visit BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win 1 of 4 guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number 1of4guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends, you can find every episode of Into the Fray at intothefrayvideo.com. That's intothefrayvideo.com.
Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Yeah, I wonder if it's an investigative journalism here to find out I'm drinking something in a studio that has a sign on the door that says no food or drink in studio. I wonder if that's the story. Hold on. Maybe the story is I didn't get anything wet because I didn't spill anything, but I digress. Gun lovers, you have the USCCA gun giveaway I told you about earlier, but you've got to hurry, and I mean this. The USCCA wants to give you 5 free chances to win the gun of your dreams. Entry is easy, quick, free, and it's painless. It's almost over also. So make sure to head over to armedandresponsible.com, please, to lock in your entries. This is your last chance. If you win, you'll get 1,000 bones to buy the brand new gun of your dreams. And remember, it's not just one gun. You'll get 5 chances to win. Not only is the USCCA on a mission to make sure every responsible gun owner is educated, trained, and ensured they love giving away guns. They've been doing it since I've been a part of the organization years ago. I was member number 32. It's grown into something massive since then. So I love the fact that we work with them. But you're running out of time here. Don't miss your last shot at getting the gun you've always wanted. You're not going to hear this again soon, and your 5 chances to win end this Friday. Hurry over to armedandresponsible.com to get your free entries. That's armedandresponsible.com, armedandresponsible.com. David Kodria, let me go over to you from waronguns.com. I want to start with, I forwarded you the email, but I got a response from the reporter moments before I went to air today, and I want to read that to you, David. Is that fair enough?
Sure, let's hear it.
Okay, first off, let me start off with the basic premise of my email to the reporter. His name is Jonathan Carlson, and he's their CBS 46 lead investigative reporter, I guess. And listen, let me say something up front. Okay, in all fairness, I don't know Jonathan Carlson. I watch CBS 46 News. I get my weather from him in the morning. Love the reporting over there, you know, just like I watch Fox 5 Atlanta for other things. I like watching the weather over at CBS 46. They seem to be right more often than anybody else in an area that's tough to predict the weather. So hats off to you at CBS 46 Atlanta for the weather. Most of the time you're right. But in this case, you got it wrong. And I said to Jonathan, I'd like to be able to tell you that I'm shocked by your reporting. However, fighting writers, reporters, politicians, and other gun grabbers in print and over the airwaves on 2 national syndicated radio programs for the better part of a decade, David, has left me numb to this kind of reporting, I said to him. And I expect it. And frankly, I told him, reporting this keeps me employed. But the CBS piece completely mischaracterizes the original story and steers focus in a completely different direction than the true findings of the study, leaving uninformed Americans still uninformed. All this did was say the ATF went to a street corner and bought drugs on a drug-riddled street corner. That's not news. And that's not what this story was about. The study was originally sought, as I said, by vehemently anti-gun Democrats to study illegal purchases over the web, which they had hoped to be able to use to further their un-American anti-gun rights gun control agenda. And it took 2.5 years to try to make 72 illegal purchases, and they failed 100% of the time. And they also identified themselves as such, prohibited buyers. So I said to the reporter, you, sir, on the other hand, focus your investigation on the 2 illegal purchases made on the dark web, which is itself a petri dish of illegal activity where you can buy stolen personal IDs, drugs, guns, people, anything that criminals do in criminal forums. And for him to ignore this true story here, which is that a handful of Democrat gun rights haters attempted to prove their gun grabber agenda in a twisted study designed to make over 100 million law-abiding gun owners appear as criminals, failed. And they failed miserably. And it was sad that he didn't point that out. And I said that he owed gun owners, millions of gun owners, an apology for refocusing the story away from that fact that the gun haters hate us and tried and failed again by linking us to criminal activity and coming after our Second Amendment rights. And I said I'd choose not to hold my breath waiting for that to happen. But in the meantime, I'll simply add him to the list of reporters who make my job so easy every day by using this journalism as on-air content. I said thanks for the show content, and for making my point. And I invited him to listen to the show, and I have a feeling he's probably listening to the show. And as I said, I'm sure I don't know anything about him, and I don't think, David, that he did anything intentionally. I think it just goes over these reporters' head. They don't even see the other side. Here's his response. Moments ago, 2 minutes after 4 Eastern time, the premise of the story, which was fairly clear, is how the dark web is allowing unlicensed gun buyers to get their hands on semi-automatic weapons without oversight and the threat that poses. It has absolutely nothing to do with gun rights or gun control or anything of the such. nor does it call out the 100 million law-abiding gun owners, he has in quotes because that's what I said, in any way. I am not seeing the outrage here. The only folks that should take issue with our report are illegal gun buyers on the dark web. I always welcome passionate debate. Thanks for the note. Jonathan, I appreciate the email, but this went right over your head, my friend. And the fact that you don't see the outrage here, again, proves what I'm saying. David, take it away, please.
It's tough to take it away, Mark. I had no idea that you were even going to send me that email until 15 minutes before the program.
Right.
Knew nothing about the story, knew nothing about the reporter, knew very, very little about the dark web, and just had a surface awareness of the study that the Democrats tried to commission that blew up so drastically in their faces. And if he wants to tell you that this has nothing to do with the right to keep and bear arms, he, again, is absolutely missing the point that what his viewers are getting is something that is going to make them afraid of the guns and afraid of the politicians who say you can buy a gun on the internet, which, of course, you know you can't. You can't legally do it unless you make an arrangement on a website that does these kinds of things and you go FFL to FFL and go through all the regular controls. I suppose if you're in a state where private sales are legal, you could arrange to meet someone, but that's no different than meeting someone at a gun store and going through the various controls that people go through there at gun shows and things like that. For instance, if you did a private sale with someone that you did not know, chances are for your own protection, you're going to make certain that they, in fact, are legal to buy things, as this federal study proved. Okay, when they were making noises like, well, I can't really buy a gun, and I you know have to keep this off the books because I'm prohibited or something like that, the sales did not go through. Okay, people have been scared because they've been told by politicians, they've been told by Everytown, they've been told by Gabby Giffords that you can buy a gun through an internet sale, which we know is not true. The purpose of commissioning the study by the Democrats was to try to reinforce that point. And when people see this, and particularly when they see the lead sentence, that it's easier than first thought, I would like to take a sampling of 100 of his viewers, or better yet, himself, without any time to prepare for it, sit down right now and walk us through, buy a gun off the dark web. Show us how you do that and make certain that you're, in fact, not communicating with an undercover agent trying to set you up. You know, the fact is the headline might as well read, crime exists and criminals break the law. And Mark, I told you, I didn't really know anything about the subject other than just the surface smattering knowledge. And so I immediately, after I got your email, went to the internet, and it took me less than a minute to find an article talking about the types of crime on the dark web, which, as you mentioned, drug trafficking, fraud, Bitcoin scams, proxying, onion cloning, whatever the heck that is. And here's the interesting part. Arms trafficking.
Hey, David, hold it. Stop. That's a perfect – it's not a perfect place. I hate to have to interrupt you, but I want to pick this up when we come back. This is extremely important. This is absolutely critical and vital. I want Jonathan to understand what it is he's missing here. We'll be back right after this.
Imagine you're walking through a parking lot at dusk. You're with your children. As you approach your car, you see a large man closing in. Something seems wrong. Something is wrong. You calmly move in front of your kids and turn towards the attacker. Your mind flashes back to everything you've learned. The man is now 30 feet away. You don't make a move yet, but you can feel the weight of your 9mm on your hip. You hear yourself confidently issue the command, "Stay back!" And then it happens. The attacker understands what only criminals can comprehend. He has picked the wrong target. He quickly turns around. "What's wrong?" says your child as you get in the car. "Nothing. Nothing's wrong, honey. Everything is fine." Get a gun and master its use. The Self-Defense Shield from the USCCA will help you understand gun safety and self-defense. The USCCA Self-Defense Shield gives you education, training, and a tenacious legal defense. It's your path to become a responsibly armed American. Discover how a gun and your family are the perfect fit. Visit freegunguide.com. That's freegunguide.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends, you can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
Hi everybody, Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show, you know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
Picture this scenario. Two masked men break into your house. They're armed with weapons and a look of drug-fueled rage. To protect your family, you're forced to take matters into your own hands. You do what you have to. You pull the trigger. Minutes later, the police arrive and suddenly you're handcuffed and pushed into the back seat of a cop car. Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to expect? Would you know exactly what to say to the police and what not to say? Would you know who to call? Every responsibly armed American needs to know the answer to those questions, because believe me, you don't want any surprises when the police arrive. Go to BeTheirProtector.com right now and get your copy of the USCCA's brand new free guide that'll reveal the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. After a self-defense incident, knowing what to expect when the police show up can truly be the difference between freedom or a jail cell. Get your personal copy of this free guide right now at BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
You know, it's easy to get me going sometimes. It really is. Maybe the years of seeing this makes me cynical. But I can't help myself when I see things like this. I have a responsibility to call this out, and I do call it out. I've been doing it for years and years and years, and this is the root of my disdain for the media again. David Kodria, War on Guns, welcome back. I want to go back to, well, first, let me let you finish your point, please. Wrap up what you were saying before the break, and then I'll continue briefly before we move on to another topic.
So I was looking Truthfinder Info Mania. Talked about arms trafficking, says gun sales have experienced a rise and fall on the dark web. In the UK, for instance, the UK, for God's sakes, Mark, right. Law enforcement has made enough high-profile arrests that many cyber criminals see gun trafficking as too risky. This person that they're talking about has also researched Russian and Ukrainian forums for purchasing tanks, rocket launchers, firearms, and C4 explosives. These forums aren't in English, and they typically aren't open to Westerners. But if you're based out of Eastern Europe and you want to buy lots of dodgy blank, 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 that's the place to be. Well, Mark, you and I have been in this game for decades. I think it's fair to say we know a wide cross-section of people who are part of the gun community. I know people. I have friends who are firearms designers. If I wanted a full auto machine gun, I know how to get one but not off the books, because if I went to one of them, they would rightfully suspect me to be a confidential informant trying to, you know, get set up or compromised, and they wouldn't do it. Otherwise, despite all those decades, Mark, I have no idea how to go about and buy a machine gun off paper. No idea how to do that without thinking that somehow or other what I'm really doing is I'm talking to either a confidential informant or a provocateur or an undercover agent.
And that matters to you because you're a law-abiding citizen. Look, the colorful conversation I had off air with my producer, Sean Shanto Young, down in Dallas, was a lot of fun. We started kind of laughing about this a little bit, made some analogies, you know. Sean, jump in here for just a second, if you would. Is it news to you? And I want to address Jonathan's statement again one more time before I move on to another topic. I'll get there in a second. But we were laughing about this, David. As I use the analogy, going to a street corner known for drug dealing and being able to buy drugs isn't news, okay? I was talking during the break, Sean, you'll know because it was you that I was talking with. I said, going into the criminal's lair, where an illegal crap game is going on, and getting in on two crap games in a criminal den where only criminals go to shoot craps, and getting in on two games isn't news.
Sure is.
News would be the thousands of people who were baited to go to the crap games illegally down in the criminal's lair there and said no because they have a healthy respect for the law. That's the news. Now, Sean, agree or disagree with that? Tell me where you come from here before I wind this down.
No, I agree with everything you said. I mean, it's look, anybody who would a lawful gun owner would never be in that type of situation anyway. It's just not going to happen.
That environment you're talking about, that dark web environment.
Exactly. That's not a place that people. I mean, you have to be a hardcore, I'm talking Gotti style gangster to even work in that realm.
Yeah, that's a great point, and I appreciate you bringing that up. Here's what I want to address with Jonathan Carlson, who I'm sure is a great guy. And I, you know, is there ill intent here? I don't believe so. Maybe I'm wrong. Was there malicious? I don't think so. I don't believe that at all. I truly don't. But it has become so common. When he says, I'm not seeing the outrage here. The only folks that should take issue with our report are illegal gun buyers on the dark web. Here's what I want this reporter to know. That's patently false. The people who need to be outraged here are law-abiding gun owners by the millions, tens of millions, who have been just beaten to death by the press in an attempt by the liberal press, I might add, Jonathan, and liberal politicians right here in Atlanta, including John Lewis and other Democrats who are coming after our firearms rights and use law-abiding citizens as scapegoats to try to equate us with the criminal actions of criminals who use firearms for bad purposes. And we are ignored, but we're not ignored when it comes to the efforts of gun controllers and gun grabbers to try to make examples of us. The outrage here is that that's not what was focused on in this story, that the focus was shifted by you right over here to these two dopey sales that were so anybody could go there if they wanted to be a criminal. That's what criminals do there. That's not the story. The story yet again here, and the fact that you don't see the outrage is what outrages me and has about the media for far too long. That yet again, we're getting the raw end of the stick. Well, it's lies of omission. It's not just writing a biased story. It's leaving out the things you don't want someone to know, whether that's intentional or not. Doesn't matter. We catch this stuff. We report it. We call it out for what it is. I only hope that you can see that going down the road, why those of us over here who fight this battle against lies and hypocrisy every single day as law-abiding gun owners see the outrage here that you don't. David, did you want to put an exclamation point on that, or do you want to move on to another couple topics?
No, I'd just like to end it with the bottom line is a story like this gins people up, and it comes up with the something must be done. Something must
right.
be done. Okay, what? What must be done that won't somehow or other put a prior restraint on my rights?
Well, that's the whole point. What must be done to the gun grabbers with a story like this will be, again, we have to do something. We need more restrictions. On who? I would ask the reporter. Law-abiding gun owners are the ones that are going to pay the price yet again, because guess what? Dark webbers be dark webbing. That's what they do. There's no correlation between the guns in my safe and the guns I've bought legally to this dark web. And this column was, it really just missed the mark in a big way, when the real, true crux of this story was what I said earlier, that the ATF, the gun grabbers, the Democrats who commissioned this study with our tax dollars failed miserably. And the fact that that wasn't the main part of the story, and yet we had to go over here and focus to the two drug buys being brought at a, you know, at a drug corner, that's not news. So I hope Jonathan sees that. I really, truly do. And it's this type of, we have to call this out when we see it, and we're never going to stop. We're never going to stop drilling down on this ever when we see that stuff. And here's another takeaway, listener, I want you to grab from all of this. When you see something, I want you to do what I did. I want you to write a letter. I want you to write the reporter. I want you to write the station manager. If you hear it, I want you to call the radio station. If you see it on television, I want you to call the station. If you hear it on the radio, write the program director, write the reporter, and let them know you saw that. Be polite about it. Let them know. I have a very powerful microphone, and I'm able to do this. Obviously, I have a little bit of an advantage there. But your keyboard is powerful. They see it. They get the emails, as evidenced by the fact that this man was kind enough to write me back, and I appreciate it very much, Jonathan. If you're listening, I appreciate it. I appreciate the response. It really means a lot, and I hope you took something away from this as well. I'm not trying to beat you to death here. Just want you to understand why there is outrage when stories like this are written, when gun owners just shake their heads and go, man, here we go again. We haven't been treated fairly as gun owners by a quote-unquote liberal, biased, gun-hating mainstream press in decades in this country. And you know what? We're fed up with it. Hence the popularity of this program and the Monster Cast. David, when we come back from the break, boy, that took a lot longer than I wanted to go with that, but it was a really important conversation. David, thank you for participating, particularly on such short notice, with that content that I threw at you, as you said, within minutes of the show. There's a piece that Marion Hammer has up that you wanted to discuss, right? You want to go there when we come back?
Yeah, we can talk about it a little bit.
All right, good. Former past president of the National Rifle Association, Marion Hammer, has written a piece about the NRA board and so forth, and it's quite provocative. In fact, over the last few weeks, Marion Hammer has written a couple very provocative pieces. We're going to stay focused on this one regarding the board of directors and the election of the board. The enemy within, she's talking about. The enemy within. What do you think she's referring to? Well, when we come back, we'll go through some of that piece, and I'll let David kind of break it apart and explain to you exactly what she's talking about. Wow, we've got to fight the other side. Now we've got to fight the quote-unquote enemy within. Man, does this battle know no boundaries? Armed American Radio's Daily Defense continues right after this. I'm Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom coast to coast all over the country with my good friend David Kodria from War on Guns. Back right after this.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneofourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Folks, you know that the USCCA protects responsible gun owners if we're ever forced to use our weapons in self-defense. Recently, a USCCA member witnessed his neighbor being assaulted in his front yard. He drew his weapon to stop the threat and was arrested, even though he never fired a shot. Would you know what to say to the police and what not to say if this happened to you? Visit BeTheirProtector.com for the USCCA's free guide, The Six Things You Didn't Know Would Happen When the Police Arrive. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends, you can find every episode of Into the Fray at intothefrayvideo.com. That's intothefrayvideo.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
And now your host, Mark Walters.
All right, gun owners, gun lovers, armedandresponsible.com, armedandresponsible.com. Get in on the gun giveaway. $1,000 is going to be given to five of you. Very important, because this is running out. It's all over on Friday the 19th. It ends on Friday the 19th, okay? And remember, it's not just one gun they're giving away. You'll get five chances to win. All right, so this is, it's easy to do, because all you have to do is go over to armedandresponsible.com. Sign up. It's that simple. It's free. But you're running out of time. Don't miss this last shot at getting the gun you've always wanted. You won't hear this again soon, and your five chances to win will end on Friday. Hurry over to armedandresponsible.com to get your free entries, armedandresponsible.com. Don't forget to visit USCCA On Air, too, by the way, usccaonair.com. All you've got to do with that at USCCA On Air is upgrade your membership, if you're a USCCA member, to Elite. If you're not, sign up for an Elite membership, $2.2 million in self-defense coverage. That's the coverage that I have. I've been telling you about for a long time. I upped mine from Platinum to Elite with the moment the Elite became available. I did the same with my wife. And if you do it today, up until the 26th of this month, you'll also get that free USCCA range bag and the DVD training tapes. The package is valued at $372. It's a giveaway. All you have to do is sign up, which you should do anyway. You might as well do it and get the $372 range bag and the training DVDs and so forth. Let's go back to David Kodria. David, there, you know, Marion Hammer has written a couple very provocative pieces lately, and this one, the first one was the Florida carry deal. I addressed that issue with Sean Caranda, the head of Florida carry, and we had a good conversation about it. This one's a little bit different. This one's titled Enemy Within, NRA 2018 Board Election Commentary by Marion Hammer, and she goes on to talk about the NRA being threatened by the enemy within. And she's asking for help. What is she talking about here?
Qualify and say that I have no dog in this fight, because, as you know, I have a candidate questionnaire that has some very specific criteria before I will ever endorse anyone who is running for NRA director. So far, I don't have one this ballot out. Last time out, I put my support behind Stephen Stambouliez, an attorney who managed to unequivocally answer all of my questions and address all of my concerns. So right now, I don't have a dog in this fight, although I will say the candidates that I have seen who have not been nominated by the nominating committee appear to be genuine, sincere people with their own ideas and new ideas that they want to bring to the board. Okay? To classify that as an enemy within is just absolutely wrong. To say they want to make moves to disrupt NRA, our mission and our cause, is absolutely wrong. To say that petition signers had no way of knowing real motives or qualifications casts aspersions on their character, particularly when backed up saying the board of directors has a specific role often misunderstood by people who seek positions on the board for their own personal glorification and benefit, and calling them dissidents. Mark, I have been fighting this for years, and if you can give me 2 minutes, okay?
Go.
I'd like to just read you a piece that I did in 2005 that was actually referring to something that I did years earlier, okay?
All right, let me set this up before I give you that 2 minutes. What we're talking about here is the vote for the NRA Board of Directors. The nominating committee at the NRA puts out a list of 25 names that they recommend. Anyone else can be put on a ballot by simply getting enough signatures on a petition to do that. That's what Marion Hammer's talking about. She's saying, stay with the 25 over here. These other ones over here are unseemly. That's what this appears to say. David, go ahead.
Okay, now remember, the object is here, or the point is, she's branding anyone who dissents is an enemy within. Okay? This is from 2005, I said. For the record, because I've been accused of NRA bashing by more than one paid staffer, I'd like to share part of an email I sent to one a few years back. This is back to, like, 2002. Bottom line, I don't bash the NRA. I am the NRA. My beef is with current association management and the directors and members who give it carte blanche, branding anyone who dissents an enemy. So they're still doing it, Mark. Okay, this is the part that I'd like to read now. Based on your history, is the second time you have accused me of being anti-NRA without giving me one concrete example, although I realize you regard public disagreement over policy as an attack. I'm a life member. I was a Golden Eagle for 7 years. I was a longtime members council activist and former officer for years. I single-handedly produced and distributed and paid for out of my own pocket, more times than not, the council's newsletter for years. On my own initiative, I created the council's first fundraiser, designed, produced, and sold T-shirts that netted the small organization thousands of dollars. I sat outside of gun stores and ranges, recruiting members, putting up with harassment from antis in passing cars. I marched with the council at public events, again enduring no small amount of harassment. I manned the booth at events. I worked political campaigns supported by the NRA, everything from manning phones to walking precincts. That is my history. Question someone else's loyalty. I have done more raw volunteer work for the organization than 99% of your members ever have or will. The fact is that institutional arrogance from employees like yourself led me to conclude that my contributions to the Second Amendment would be best achieved pursuing my own, as you put it, agenda. The small part of that agenda that involves NRA is motivated by a desire to see the organization reformed. It's certainly no secret that many hardcore gun activists are fed up with the association, or more precisely, its management. Unlike them, I don't advocate leaving it. I advocate holding its officers accountable to a constructionist interpretation of the Second Amendment and the association bylaws, something we hardly see when Wayne comes out endorsing gun-free schools and calling on the government to enforce existing gun laws and the like. And that is the extent of it, Mark. We have to be able to express our disagreement. To be called disloyal for that, it's like saying if you have a political disagreement, you're anti-American. You can't be NRA if you disagree with management.
No, and I remember when that went down. I remember when that was written. And here's the thing. I've got to ask this a provocative question, but I'm going to ask it. It might be seen as controversial. I'm a member of the National Rifle Association, have been for decades, just re-upped my training credentials just days ago, actually, and my membership for a number of years to come. So I want to be, like you, I'm the NRA. All gun owners should be the NRA, quite frankly. But I have to ask this letter reeks almost of swamp.
Not yours. Let me say that the email or the piece from Marion Hammer. Do we have a swamp situation going on in here where anybody else who's outside the swamp can't have their voice heard? Is that what's happening here? We've got about 30 seconds or 45 seconds. Your thoughts?
That's exactly what it sounds like, and she's getting that. And on the Yamaland piece anyway, she's getting quite a lot of disagreement in comments. But the bottom line is I think that most of the people who vote, I think Jeff Knox said something like 7% of eligible members vote. My guess is the nominating committee is going to prevail again, okay?
Well, you won't be wrong with that. The nominating committee will prevail again, and it's very rare someone else gets in. But you're right. I don't like the – yeah, I have to back off on that. I've had Marion on the show before. Maybe I'll reach out to her in the near future to bring her on. I might do that after the vote. We'll see what happens here because I haven't had a chance, David, to go through the entire list. Now, I have – she puts the list out of the 25 names, and I know a number of people on that list. I also know people on the other list. Okay, as you do. And someone else I might like to bring in to talk about this, who you just mentioned, is Jeff Knox, who has a deep history there.
Yeah.
And knows just a tad bit about the National Rifle Association with his father and his book and his dad and everything else. So
I'm on pins and needles hoping I see a piece from him on this real soon.
Yeah, I wouldn't doubt it to see something from Knox about that. I'm going to reach out to Jeff and find out. I'll probably be seeing him in a few days in Vegas. As long as the SHOT Show winds continue to blow at my back and personal issues don't keep me sidelined here. If they do, I'll still be on the air from SHOT Show because I have a booth and a crew on Radio Row, and I will still be there broadcasting. Whether I'm physically sitting in that chair or not, we will be live from the Shooting, Hunting, and Outdoor Trade Show. David, I appreciate it, man. Where can people go? You got about 5 seconds. Tell us, where can they read all of the stuff?
WarOnGuns.com will get you everywhere else that I'm at.
As simple as it can be, waronguns.com. That's the great David Codrey. I'm Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom. Here's the deal. Until we meet again on the radio tomorrow, I want you to carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never, ever, ever leave your cave without your club. No self-respecting caveman would ever do that. Enjoy the rest of your day, and I'll see you on the radio again tomorrow.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
What are you cooking tonight? Yo, what's up? This is AAR Shanto, and as you know, like Mark, I have a passion for our gun rights. I also have a passion for great cooking, and I want to invite you to my new Facebook page. There you will get to see and hear what's new in the culinary world. Just go to facebook.com/trythisdishradio or search for Try This Dish Radio on Facebook. Go to facebook.com/trythisdishradio, and remember, it's all about the food.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.